We're back. Hi, I'm that little white powder under Kelly's nose, Drew from Denver.
And this is Amanda live from Jennifer's 16th bathroom.
I love that so much.
Well, we hope you enjoy this as much as we do.
They have to. That was a good one.
Thanks.
If you understood like what went into us trying to figure out random things to say, you'd appreciate it.
Mine actually came to me this week, maybe because she said it 80 times, but I mean,
oh, she never stopped.
Should we do Jersey first?
Yeah, I'm down to do Jersey first.
I feel like it's like this week was a big Bravo week. Like, sorry, but we don't have time to catch up.
Yeah. So did you watch Dear John, Dirty John?
Yes. Love it. And listen to the podcast.
Yeah. And the show is good.
Yeah.
Connie Britton's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I love her. I think it's going to, I don't like the daughters though. Their voices drive
me. The voice. So I'm like, are the daughters' voices like that in real life? You think?
I hope not.
I thought that was a little strange too. There's got to be like, because they both have the same voice.
Yeah, that was weird. And then like so much went down in the first episode. Like there's probably only going to be like four.
I think that there's going to be like eight.
I mean, I was like, holy crap. Like we're moving fast here.
I know. They're already, well, I don't want to give it away. Just in case anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Check it out. But listen to the podcast. It's really good.
Yeah. And other personal news, guess what?
What?
I now have DirecTV Now.
Okay.
So I'm going to hook you up so that we can watch things like
IRL. Wait, I didn't know this was going to impact my life as well.
Yeah, I'm always going to hook you up.
I watch cable off of Drew's grandpa's. Well, we talked about him last week. He doesn't mind, but I watch TV off of his cable, and like I feel bad recording Housewives all up on his shit.
Oh no!
So I don't.
I got you.
Okay. This is great news.
I know. I'm so excited. Also, another news: Stassi has a book that just came out.
Okay.
What?
I mean, does her audience really read that much? Let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna probably do like book on audio.
I was just thinking her big venture was gonna be something I could watch.
Me too. I was like, okay, so Stassi and Bo are buying a house. They're gonna have a spinoff,
right?
Like, it's gonna be so awesome, and I'm here for that 1000%.
And I mean, I understand from like circa Real Housewives, like, I don't know, 2011, that like bringing up Ghostwriter is a huge deal, but I feel like Stassi's got a Ghostwriter. Like, is it even going to be her voice?
Well, we'll find out.
But will we?
I mean, if she, well, I want to hear like her reading it. So like book on tape, I want it to be her voice.
What is she going to write about?
Maybe like her life and Oh,
like really?
Stop ruining my dreams right now. I was so excited for this book.
I mean, obviously, we love Stassi if we're going to read it or listen to it. I thought it was going to be something. I don't know. I'm more excited about the Which is a WeHo Pinot Grigio.
Ooh, me too. That's going to be awesome.
I don't know what I ever did to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
I hope that that's on the bottle. That would be so awesome.
Oh my god. Oh, apparently like James stirred some shit with Kristen. I didn't really
what stuff. I didn't see that.
He like talked a bunch of shit about her.
I heard that he talked a bunch of shit about Britney. And so like everyone wants him off the cast now.
Yeah,
and then like, Jax like blew up at him.
He's got some good one-liners, but
I could be okay with not having James on, to be honest.
Yeah.
I liked it before he was on. I'll like it after he's gone.
He's a character, though.
Yeah, but he's, like, such a douchebag. I don't... I mean, he does get a lot of memes.
For sure. He has funny commentary. Like, see you next Tuesday?
Yeah, that was so pretty clever. Funny.
And then when he does his American accent... Oh, God, I'm so excited. Sunday. Monday.
Monday. Yeah, I'm like, Sunday.
Monday.
Yes, Monday. It's all going down. Living for that. And I'm so excited.
Early what Christmas do you see? Present.
Whoop, whoop. All right, well, let's dive in, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Want to start with New Jersey?
Why not?
Woof. Okay, this entire episode was a snore to me. Yeah. That's probably not a pretty sounding sound.
Sorry.
Whoops. All right, so Jennifer annoyed the hell out of me the entire episode.
Yeah, Josephine's kind of sucks. I have a theory on her, though. Yes.
Go ahead.
I think she's like Rapunzel and her husband just keeps her locked up and she just wants friends and she thinks like that's how you get friends because that's how you get her through stuff.
That is a really deep thought. Okay.
I took a couple psych classes in college.
And by a couple psych classes, she means the one she failed and then the one she passed. Psychology 101.
If we have any new high school listeners, don't schedule 8 a.m. classes your first year.
I don't think I did ever.
Oh, I had good intentions, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, so that's what I think's going on with her because I feel like she don't get out much. I mean, her kid was having an anxiety attack because
her kid was playing her because she knew that she cried enough she'd get a play toy. Right.
Wait, what did she ask for? Oh,
she's a Maddie.
She was crying, and then Josephine goes, "I'll get you a toy." And she's like, "Okay, I want a Hella Dream House. I'll send you the Amazon link. Check your email in 5. Bye, mom."
Yeah. Kisses. I love you. Kiss, kiss. Bye. I got it.
Oh, another thing I thought was cool was that like Melissa and Tree were just like chill. Like we didn't have to listen to them fight all day.
No. But that storm's a brewing.
Oh, for sure. But at least it wasn't there.
Insane. Yeah. Could have been way worse. Well, yeah.
Oh, next time you come too, I'm gonna check your bags.
For what? Your like Hello Kitty post-it notes? You have nothing of value. Sorry. You should have seen Amanda's face just now.
You're having some Josephine fish right now.
I am not serving Josephine fish.
Kind of. I have a lot to offer.
I was being cunty. I wasn't being like a snob. Oh, maybe a little both.
Sorry.
Yeah, content. You're looking really pretty tonight.
Shut the fuck up. Tonight, you know, it's not my best day. I feel like I said that last time we talked too. So it just hasn't been a good week for me. I need to pull it together.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Love Marge and her morning rollers.
Those didn't even clock on me.
I just love her in general. Like what she
Marge?
Doing, yes. You don't?
Go ahead.
You don't.
I mean, she's all right.
she's one of the better ones. What she is doing for New Jersey is like what Dorinda did when she hit the scene on New York because she's coming in a little late to the game, but she's funny and everybody likes her.
No one can be Dorinda.
What are you doing here without Dorinda?
No, Dorinda.
She had a rough season last season.
I know. I can't. Well, I. So now getting off topic, Sonia is doing an improv comedy show, which will be on next season. So very much so looking forward to that.
I feel like there's no need to put improv before any of her shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything she does.
Well, I read an article where she was like, remember the sex show she did?
Her burlesque? Or
the No. Like the one where she's talking about having sex.
Yeah.
She's like, first you squeeze the nipple. And they're like, no, you don't go the nipple first. And she says that she hated that one the worst because she had to learn lines.
Oh.
So I'm excited for Off the Cuff. She also mentioned that Andy Cohen's really been pushing her to do improv because of how funny she is. That seems like a lie.
Yeah, it seems like he's just trying to get good ratings.
Yeah, agreed. But I'm totally here for that.
Yeah, for
Chuggy. She's acting up.
What else happened this episode?
Not really anything. Honestly, this episode was like a filler episode.
Yeah. That cow Ginger.
And I didn't enjoy it. What?
Ginger the cow was serving some side eye.
Well, I'm like, duh, she won. That was the cutest cow. I was like, screw what the ladies look like. Like, they picked the beautiful cow.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Work.
Yeah, I'm not really into the girls working with cattle.
Same.
I didn't really find it that entertaining, especially with Jennifer.
I mean,
all right, guys.
It's like you're just trying to do like the simple life, like, haha, let's see these Jersey girls in Oklahoma. It's so funny. But it's like, I'd rather just see them like in New Jersey.
And don't come for me unless I send for you. Okay. Ooh. I did not enjoy this episode at all.
Okay.
It was a total filler. I'm done with it.
I did like Marge Senior.
When did facelifts become popular on television? It's like all the ladies used to do them off the show and come back looking gorgeous.
Maybe the doctors are doing it so they can get some like marketing
publicity.
So she totally reminded
me. I'll give you $80,000 off of your facelift.
Right. She totally reminded me of when my dad had both of his knees replaced and stayed with Drew and I for a long time. And she reminded me of him. Like, Drew and I got
needy.
Him so spoiled. Like, can I have 4 ice cubes?
No.
Like, dad.
Tommy Tom was like that?
Yeah, he got spoiled real quick.
Wow.
I mean, he was buying us dinner like every night, but still.
He was paying for like everything as long as you took care of him. That's a good trade.
He had his 4 ice cubes. Yeah, totally. I mean, I love Thai food and so does he.
What do you need to have anything else to talk about in Jersey?
Let me think.
Because you're really into Jersey this season. And I mean, I'm still kind of on the fence.
I just like Jersey.
You like the Jersey girls, yeah.
Well, I like Jersey from the beginning.
I know. But, like, some other franchises I think have faded, and I'm into some of the newer ones way more.
Yeah. No, you're right.
It's like I watch it, but it's because I've watched it for forever.
What do you think about No-No at dinner with Joe and Melissa's mom?
What about it? I thought it was cool.
How he brought up how he doesn't hang out with her when Melissa's home?
Sounded straight out of Teresa's mouth. I was like, oh, cool. So y'all are like in cahoots. Like, and it almost now makes it feel like way more staged almost. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay, so you're telling your really old dad things like that? Like you're trying to stir the pot.
Well, it seems like this is way more deep-rooted. Because remember that fight at the christening when Joe was like, you're my father!
And yeah.
So I think Teresa's been doing this for a while.
Then that's her choice.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
It's deeper and it's family ties. Blah, blah, blah. I have a whole
All right, you're over it. You don't care.
A little bit.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I'd like to hop down to the Dirty South, though.
Atlanta or Dallas?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Well, I think now we're going to call it the, like, frat boy South.
Oh, my God. Atlanta. They need to all be in a room every episode.
Yes, okay,
so
I know.
Everyone, I would just like to say on the record, I want to be a candidate for Candy's surrogacy. I have that.
But she'll take the 35K, no, guys. That's doubling.
That could change my life. I could go back to school.
What do you want to go back to school
for? I could make something for myself.
What is happening right now?
I'm dreaming, Drew. I'm going to give birth to black twins, and then I'm just going to fly.
Fly away.
Yeah. So if, you know, I'm trying to get the word out. Candy, I'm here. I got that primo womb. I got, like, birthing hips. You don't even know.
Candy, Amanda will do it for 35.
No,
okay.
I won't.
The street cred that you're going to get from that?
Yeah, this podcast would blow up. I get old lady gang fried chicken for like the rest of my life.
Or all of the hot dogs that you want.
Oh, pass.
I didn't realize that he was the hot dog king.
Who is that this guy?
I don't know. But I kind of like them together.
His mama don't like Portia.
I know. She went in.
Portia literally spit wine out.
I know.
And then her and her man ordered well-done steaks.
What? That was an assault. Okay.
For real.
You can't get a... What's the point of having a steak if it's going to be well-done?
I feel the same.
Like, all the flavor's gone, right?
Yeah.
It's like supposed to be like that just makes it like tough and hard to chew.
And did you notice when they were putting his steak on the plate, it literally had one asparagus on it?
No.
It had one asparagus.
I did not notice that.
Like, that's not like a sprinkle of parsley. Like, it's an asparagus. It's not a decoration. Yeah.
You get like a bunch.
It's a side or it's not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would like to talk to that head chef.
I didn't notice it. But yeah, the mom would not let it go. And then she's like talking about if they talked about marriage. Meanwhile, two episodes prior, he's like in Miami with her. And she's like freaking out about a possible ring.
Yeah, he's dangling boxes the whole time. But I thought Mama Gina looked like one of RuPaul's drag queens. She was serving so much.
Oh. You don't even know the show, girl.
I'm trying to be relatable. Can you just flow with it?
No.
And yes, I watched.
Because that was
kind of
an insult.
I watched. Oh, how is that insulting? She totally looks like one of the old.
The RuPaul's Drag Race girls look like an old woman. They do challenges to make themselves look like old women.
Okay. Let's bring it down to a three.
Okay, sorry guys.
Moving on.
I love my Drag Race. And by the way, guys, that's also coming up soon, December 4th. I will be talking about that. So everyone, if you haven't started, oh, actually, I should not be promoting All-Stars because if people haven't seen Drag Race, they won't get All-Stars. All-Stars is like where all the girls that never won a crown but were like fan favorites and like really good, had great runway looks, are like talented or funny, they come back and compete, and it's like extra difficult and challenging and the best.
Mm-hmm.
So good. And it's short. I think there's only 8 episodes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we go to Shamari's Bay Day party for the twins.
I thought it was Shamelia.
Shamari.
Okay. If you say so.
Wait, is it? Wait, no. It's Shamari.
Okay. They literally were cake. What do you call it? Cake tasting?
Cake tasting?
Cake tasting for a kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, yo, my mom would swing by Rouse's and pick up a cake.
No, she wouldn't.
Okay.
Your mom probably made a cake.
Okay, but like, she's not going cake tasting. That party had a theme.
We did not have that kind of luxury growing up. Our moms were not housewives. Well, they were, but they weren't rich.
Well, her mother-in-law is not a huge fan either.
Yeah, she kind of went in. And then we got, what's up? The mamas are not happy.
I wouldn't be happy if Shamila was my
daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Here I wrote her name is Shamia. I can't get it straight.
Shamari.
Okay. That chick, like.
Is it Shamia?
Buy a shirt.
I know. What is up?
Like, just because you're skinny, it doesn't mean you can just wear bras.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she dresses like Destiny's Child music video every day.
Yeah, or black.
To say my name. When they're in the orange and then, like. The
yeah,
black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say my name. No one is around.
Well, here's the thing that I don't like about her is I feel like none of her stories seem, like, very authentic. Like, she was going in bringing up the relationship that she'd been, like, in an open relationship.
Yeah, and I feel like that was her husband wanted to bone other women.
Yeah. You think? Well, that's not what she claims.
No, but that's what happened.
You think?
Yes, Drew. She's trying to make it sound like she has control over that situation, but she doesn't.
Well, I mean, so you think that she wanted to blow it up because people were going to say something about it later then?
Yeah, or she just wanted to look cool or, like, the freakiest or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I'm like, okay, so this is all for, like, show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think that she – yeah. I just don't
Bailey
think that
Q.
The Bailey Q.
Portia's going to blow the fuck up.
I love her.
I'm obsessed. She's like coming in after Carol for one of my favorite housewives.
Really? Portia?
Dude, I could watch her all day.
I could watch. If she had her own spinoff, I'd be watching that.
She says the weirdest shit.
She is off the wall. I didn't realize. So from the last episode when Shamari or Shamimi or whatever was performing, Portia didn't like speak up a lot about it, and they went to high school together. I thought like they kind of didn't like each other, but they just said that they were best friends. What did you think of the ladies' looks? I actually was digging them.
I love most Nene's.
Nene's was really good.
Nene looks so good. Her hair.
Should we play hot or not?
Ooh, yes. Let me hope I remember everyone.
Okay,
Nene,
I'll lead you in.
Hot.
Okay, Nene hot. Cynthia.
What was she, remind me.
She was wearing like this blue top with strings in the back and like white pants.
Sounds ugly, but I'm going to say hot because she knows what she's doing.
Okay. Would have been hot and everything else looked hot, but the strings in the back were digging into her back and then it gave her rolls.
Oh.
She had back rolls, girl. Back rolls.
She's got a nice figure. She must have just got the wrong size.
She does. I just thought it was like a poor chosen top. Like,
yeah,
for the way that like she was moving and stuff like that.
She sounds better than that. I can tell you right now, Shamila, not hot.
Not hot. No.
No.
I'm like, what is that? And all the stupid zippers.
Yeah, 1992 like, called, and they want their outfit back.
TLC era waterfall. It's like that, like strap for the just the boobs.
That was
and then like
hideous.
Yeah.
Well, they all rolled up like they were going to a pool party.
A little bit.
Like, I'm like, are y'all going to get in the pool? Is there a pool? Like, I know y'all don't swim in the lake.
Why not?
There was one episode where there was, like, kayaks involved and everyone flipped their shit.
What? Like, what season was that?
Like, I think Sheree was like, I'm gonna get a yeast infection, and was like,
oh,
it was either Sheree or Portia or something, I don't know. But yo, Bailey's house is sick.
Yeah, I love her house.
I'm into
and I love her new man. He is so fine.
You know what I'm getting confused? Shamia is Portia's friend. Shamari is the new chick. That's
yes.
going on. I'm blending
yes.
the names. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. glad that we could clear that up.
Same. So I know you already mentioned this, but Dennis delivered a fare.
Yes.
That was crazy. Like, Portia had her own table.
Oh, sorry. You said catered affair. Oh. I thought you were talking about an affair.
No.
And I was like, what did I miss?
Like a fairground.
Yeah. No, he sent like the entire place to her.
There better have been corn dogs because I love those.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. What are you feeling about Atlanta too?
I really enjoyed watching this episode. I thought they all like were just kind of like messing with each other. And I thought the.
I think that they do the best when they're all together.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get them all, I feel like they won't really hold back. And that's like kind of important.
Yeah. I feel like Eva is going to be the odd man out.
Well, kind of making waves already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Portia is just the best, though. And I love how giddy she is, too, with Dennis.
I feel like...
And I think they...
I don't know. Something don't seem right with that.
Really? Because she's having his baby. And, like, they're posting stuff on Instagram. Like, clearly things are good.
I don't know. It just seems strange.
I think that Candy's going to cause a lot of drama with it. Looking at next episode. And they already announced that she's pregnant next episode, don't they?
I don't know.
So she's either going to be insanely pregnant on the reunion or just had a baby.
Oh my God. She's going to waddle like a mother.
I'm so excited for that.
Me too. Good for her. I'm glad she's finally going to have her baby.
Me too.
I know she struggled with that. Okay.
Did she?
Yeah, she had a miscarriage with her gay husband and then she just never got pregnant again or whatever.
Yeah. Well, moving on to pass the peach. I thought it was cute and clever. But it didn't seem like the girls like actually played it right.
What?
Like everyone kept throwing the peach around. They're like, I don't want to answer
it. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, it was confusing.
Yeah, well, we found out that Portia used to be the biggest liar and now Eva is. I like Eva. What do you think?
I think she's pretty. She seems nice. I feel like I don't know her, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe we're going to get a lot to know her a lot more this season because of the interactions with all the girls.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then, like, when Marla started going in on Eva, it was not... She did not take well to that.
Yeah.
All right, you're over Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right, let's get to our faves for tonight. OC, baby. OC in Dallas.
OC.
All right. So, obviously, we've already made comments and links about the ladies before, but I feel like everyone looked really good.
What was your favorite? Well, I don't know. Gina, I was like, whoa.
You didn't like Gina's?
No.
I think she could have toned down the eyeshadow.
She was wearing... I liked her hair, but she was wearing star earrings with a sequined dress. So it was just, like, very gaudy.
Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I kind of feel like it's what a 32-year-old would wear on a reunion.
I'm not
like,
a
not
fan.
As sophisticated yet?
I mean, you don't have to be, like, wearing, like, a blazer, but I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
Honestly, I'm biased because I feel like Gina can do no wrong. So, I was actually going to say, I was like, I feel like she, okay, Tamara, I liked the top, but I didn't like the, like, skirt.
I liked her look. I liked Kelly's, too. I did not, wasn't a fan of Emily's.
Really? I thought it looked good on
like
her.
Like, the one sleeve thing? I don't know.
Not your favorite?
No, she looked like she was needed to go, like, judge a beauty pageant.
I don't feel that way at all.
I do.
What about Vicky?
She just wears the same thing she always wears. Like, it's fine. It's your standard reunion look.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Andy did a great job
Yeah, I
agree. This reunion.
Yeah, he kept it real.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
We start out with a like flashback of Tres Amigas in Mexico, and the ladies getting wild. I like watching the women watch how wasted they were on
TV. Were appalled.
I know. I'm like, look at yourself. Look at you.
The only equivalent like I can relate to is watching like a bad late night Snapchat.
Oof. Or like when you save or you sent one and then you like see what you sent and you're like, no.
Yeah. Like when will the 24 hours be up?
Please don't screenshot.
One time like before I had Snap, I
don't snap anymore.
Before I had Snapchat at my old job, Olivia was friends with like people on my team and she would post stuff, but I had no idea. So I'll get to
and you were in it?
Yeah. So I get to work and I was like a team lead or whatever. So I had like a team and people on my team would be like, oh, you had fun Saturday? And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? World's colliding. Like, I can't handle this.
Wait, is this like more modern day because Olivia hasn't worked there in a while? Like after Olivia left, she was posting stuff?
Or yes,
while she was working?
After she left.
Oh. She probably had no idea.
I know, like one time I was like jamming out hardcore to an Alanis Morissette song in the front seat of an Uber.
That's so you.
And like, oh, the Bachelorette my team saw. It's just like some bad instances.
Oh, man. That's pretty funny, actually.
I know. It really sucks. Anyways, so you want to get back to Vicky versus Kelly episode?
Yeah, totally. I have to mention this. Do you think that Shannon got lip filler for the reunion?
I thought her neck and face, like the face didn't match her neck.
Like her neck was too wrinkly and her face wasn't?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean, I don't mean to be ugly. I just didn't think she looked her best, even though she lost a lot of weight. Like she looks weathered.
A little bit. And then her top lip just looks like bigger.
And I'd like
to. I feel like I'm very sensitive to looks.
I would like to also. I thought Vicky's face looked phenomenal.
Yeah, it did look good.
It's like the best.
I kept looking for like a wonky ear and I couldn't find it.
She looks great. I will say Vicky got a huge, like, I don't know how she got a pass on this whole like Shannon mental health argument, but she got the easy end of that deal.
I don't think that we're there yet.
Okay, but I'm just saying in the episodes, she got off pretty easy.
You think Vicky got off easy?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's going to get off easy with the other girls at all.
She got off easy with Shannon and the accusation.
Well, everyone fucking got easy with Shannon minus Gina.
And Tamara. That was mostly about Tamara. Like what Tamara said.
No, she wasn't mad at Tamara, though, this whole season. She was mad at Gina.
Okay.
No?
I feel like
does that bother you?
I feel like, okay, I feel like that Tamara and Vicky were both talking, like, making accusations that Shannon's mental health / drinking, hint the glass of vodka, was up for concern. And the whole conversation, the last two episodes, was about Tamara was talking shit. But in reality, both Tamara and Vicky were kind of talking shit. But no one said anything about Vicky. Like, she just kind of, like, skirted out of that one. But Kelly.
Yeah, she did. No, but that's coming full circle. Yeah.
I agree. I think that is going to come out in the reunion.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come out in the reunion.
But Shannon was Team Vicky today. Not today. I watched it today. But on the reunion.
yeah, a little bit. But she also was kind of I mean, I think everyone was a little cringeworthy with Vicky. Do you know what I mean? Let's kind of just dive into that. So Gina brings up Vicky saying she doesn't want to be that girl, and Vicky is that girl. She's just saying
yes. I said this last year. Oh my god.
Get your timeline together. Okay, that's it. You can't drink on the podcast ever again. This is two times in a row.
Is it not helping?
I don't think so.
Okay, good to know. But remember, I said that last week, how that pissed me off, how Vicky said that. Like, she's acting like she doesn't do that when she's, like, taking shots at Andale's, but she can't go to Gina's birthday dinner.
Yeah, a dinner.
Get the fuck out of here. And Vicky's like, well, I didn't know what kind of place it was at. And they're like, girl.
Yeah. Why don't you just say, instead of trying to make excuses for it, be like, I just had surgery. Which makes it seem like she's like, I could have gone, but I didn't go. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, it's just, it's very odd. She just didn't want to go. Yeah. Just say you don't want to go. Yeah, and you had a legitimate excuse.
Yeah.
Just use that.
Didn't use it. Like,
come on, girl.
Well, Kelly honestly was being so freaking funny.
Kelly's being a little aggressive from the get-go.
I love it, though.
Had some Molly.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Kelly is just basically saying whatever the fuck she wants aggressively towards Vicky.
And kind of everyone else.
Yeah, she even snapped at
Emily
Gina.
And Emily.
Emily.
Because Emily was like, I support their relationship. And Kelly's like, do you even know them?
Yeah. She's like, well, I met them like twice.
Like, whoa.
Oh my gosh. But I kind of love it. Kelly, to me, every time she's on, she's such a firecracker. And like, I enjoy watching her.
Yeah, she's great.
All the other ladies dance around everything. She makes everyone talk about stuff. Hey.
I didn't like her when she, it's not that I didn't like her, but when she initially started, I wasn't the biggest fan of her over the top reactions.
And now you're like, oh, that's just her.
I don't feel like she does it as bad anymore. Like, I feel like I can relate to her more when she does do it. She's not like screaming cunt out in public. Like, out of nowhere.
But she also would, I think she would if given the right situation.
Sure, sure.
Here's the thing is, like, she's like a little bit older now. A lot of the girls have left. So she's not like the newbie. She doesn't have to like be all alone in things. So she's got a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, and she seems like genuinely nice.
Yeah, I agree with that. So do you, well, I honestly feel like Vicky legit just can't be wrong about anything. If you bring anything up to her, she denies it.
Honestly, like, Drew, I was like, if she would have, if Kelly would have brought up the dating situation, and Vicky would have been like, you know what, girl, I'm freaking sorry. That was an awkward situation. I didn't handle it right. My bad. Like, I value our friendship, and I really did mess that up. We could have moved on. I feel like if you're real with Kelly, she'd be like, cool, whatever. I'm done with it. But instead, we had to waste a whole episode on one barbecue, like 2 years ago, when we could be talking about Shannon's instability, which is what I'm truly interested in.
Why are we spending so much time on Vicky? This could be all about Shannon.
I mean, really, Vicky, you fucked up. Like, just
own it. Own it. Yeah, she's never gonna own it. That's like, just, she's too big of a narcissist.
She did fuck up, though. Like, all she had to do was call Kelly.
Yeah, we all know that.
Like, Kelly was over Michael. Like, I feel like she really could have just called Kelly, and Kelly would have, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, Kelly is, for as like crazy as she is, she's willing to fight and forget. Do you know what I mean?
Agreed. Like, she's just hot-blooded. She's got to get it out, and then she's cool.
Yeah, I agree with that. And when people like start to play games with her is when she's like, no, no, no.
Well, and even when they did the playback and Kelly was crying on the couch to Vicky, you could tell that, I feel like a mutual friend brought it up to Kelly and said, like, hey, did you know Vicky went on a double date with this other girl? And I feel like Kelly's, like, heart just dropped in her stomach. Like, because it caught her off guard. And when she was crying to Vicky on the couch, like, you could tell she was just genuinely hurt.
Yeah, it was, like, a very raw moment, actually, for what it was. Like, I was even taken back when I watched that. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, those are raw emotions. I don't know.
So then Vicky hit below the belt.
Yeah. So Vicky now feels attacked, so she starts laying into Kelly, and then Kelly's like not here for it.
Right.
Yeah. Team, obviously you better be on Kelly.
Duh.
Yeah. They're well, off you have limits. Like some weird OG loyalty.
I don't know that like first season where Vicky's screaming at the guy in the van when they're going on vacation. I just fell in love with her at that moment.
That was a really good episode. I've watched that episode several times, actually.
She had a mini stroke. So what do you think about the accusations?
I have such mixed feelings.
Okay.
Because I don't believe that Kelly... I don't think that Kelly does, like, a ton of cocaine.
She doesn't buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't buy it, but if you're out, take a little bump.
Well, do you feel like using the term booga sugar is an admission of guilt?
A little bit. Because I'm like, that's like what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't do it, but I know all the slang. Do you think that there are people out there that didn't know what booga sugar was, though? Like, I feel like everyone knows what that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't. Have you ever? Well, never mind.
I don't know what. I don't. Maybe people don't know what that is.
Yeah. I feel like it's so. Maybe it's because I live where we have the greatest snow on earth. I just hear a lot about it. Anyways, moving on. Vicky is a wet fart.
That was just wrong. Like, Kelly pissed Vicky off and then she just went hard. And look, if Kelly does coke once in a while, does that make her a bad mom?
No. Okay, if we're getting on the topic of... Sorry, we brazed over that. I think that Kelly is an amazing mom, actually.
Agreed. She's so real with the kid, and not a lot of moms are like...
Yes. She is, like, the best mom,
I feel like,
be honest.
She set the stage up, too. Like, Jolie would go to her with anything and not be scared.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's such a... unique relationship, because a lot of mother daughter.
She's teaching her daughter even to go like give back to the community, like service. Side note, my guy that I'm seeing does charity work.
Okay.
For Project Angel Heart on Mondays and Wednesdays. When I found that out, I was like, "What? You're a good person? Like, what is happening?"
Not
right
into
now?
You anymore. I'm just kidding.
I was so into it.
Also,
so now he's inspired me. I might go help out sometime.
Oh, good for you.
Not might. I committed, so I'm going to go do that sometime.
Also,
soon.
Nobody wants a broken home, but if you do get a divorce, why not take advantage of your week off and travel?
Exactly.
Like, what's you got so the time. Wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, listen.
I agree. Yeah. I'm a hundo.
Hundo. I would be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, she's single. She's attractive. Vicky is just a stick in the mud. Like,
she's a dirty dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why she attracted a dirty Brooks.
Yeah, we talked about him a lot.
Yeah. Which Vicky did not want to talk about. We're not bringing Brooks back up. No, Andy, we're not bringing Brooks back up.
She did get Dirty John bad.
Yeah. But, like, now after watching Dirty John, I'm like, oh my gosh, I see how it could be so easy to do that. But, like, that's insane.
For how smart she is, she's dumb.
A little bit.
I kind of felt like.
She's dumb in love.
Yeah. I kind of felt like, Tamara laid low. Emily, like, she just spoke up at the wrong times and you didn't really get to hear her. Gina, I felt, did a fabulous job for her first reunion. She held her own very well and she spoke up, and I felt like she was very genuine to how she felt. Kelly owned the show.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was, like, really interesting because, like, Vicky started to go low and I thought Kelly was just going to lose it. And it went the total other way. She just started crying.
Yeah.
So that's, I feel like when you make her cry, you've really upset her. Do you know what I mean? Like, you've cut low. And I honestly don't think that the cocaine thing to her was such, like, a... Like, I feel like she played up on it because, I mean, it is a big accusation. But what really hurt her was, like, what Michael was saying about her. Mm-hmm. And what she thought about her being a mom.
I agree.
Yeah. So that was kind of crazy.
I agree.
And I felt bad for her, to be honest.
I did too. That wasn't cool.
Yeah. Well, then Vicky starts to backtrack and she's like, but it's kind of like too late.
She's like, I didn't say you're a bad mother. And even Amy was like, well, I mean.
You did just say that, actually.
He said she's never with her.
He basically said she does not hang out with her daughter. She's never around her daughter. Like, what are you supposed to draw from that statement?
And she does cocaine.
And she does cocaine. Did you see, like, the smoldering, though, in Kelly's eyes? Like, I feel like she's going to go ham on her later. I'm excited for them to get back from lunch next episode.
Back from lunch. That must be a long-ass freaking day.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was weird, too. I was like, oh, after part one of a three-parter, we're already doing lunch? I don't know. Maybe they have snacks in between. So I also really liked that. So basically we go to lunch and the cameras continue to follow Kelly. I was insanely happy that Kelly only asked for a minute instead of 10. I just need a minute, not 10 minutes and an entire day and a half in Jamaica, just one. But I legit feel like the producers were like, talking to her and like, Kelly, I understand you're upset, but this is a part of the show. Your fans want to see this.
Yeah.
It needs to be raw. Please do it. And that's why she was like, okay, let's, I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
And so she calls Michael. Hey, you're on camera. And then like kind of lays in. Are you not into this?
I am.
She seems so. This to me was like, I was living for this. Like every second I was like, what? Like, dude, I'm so excited for this because Michael's basically backtracking like everything that Vicky says.
Do you think
so
Michael said Kelly's it?
Gonna... I honestly don't. I think that Vicky was just trying to like make her feel bad.
Yeah.
She's very Leanne. She likes the tit for tat. Like, you cannot say something to her without her saying something back.
But Vicky's more professional than Leanne.
Well, Vicky is more soft.
She's not.
Like Leanne's pitching. Like Leanne's pitching baseballs at like 90 miles an hour. And Vicky's lobbing like softballs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Vicky's tactics are a little more polished.
Yeah. Well, she's been on for 13 seasons. She's like a dinosaur in the Housewives world.
I mean, she wasn't such a dick. Her and Kelly could have fun together and everyone would watch it.
Yeah. I did like when they panned back and it's like, so what, all of a sudden Shannon, Tamara, and Vicky are just like cool again? Because I thought that before they started, Tamara and Shannon were like, we're not talking to each other. And then they're all talking together like on break.
Well, every week they're like, okay, guys, we're just going to move forward.
Yeah.
They have to start fresh. Like, four times
yeah,
a month.
But then Vicky was like, who calls someone a fart? As if those
oh my god
bad.
She thought that was as bad as saying that Kelly did cocaine. Like,
yeah, and that she's a bad mom. If someone accused Vicky of doing cocaine and that she was a bad mom, Vicky would lose her shit.
Well, apparently
she would say way worse than she's a fart.
She eats pot blueberries?
Pot. No, like
Andy
blueberry
and Tamara,
edibles.
Every time they brought them up, we're like, it's legal.
Yeah. It is, though. Why does everyone give a fuck?
I mean, I think Kelly was reaching.
Well, Kelly was just like trying to pull something bad up about Vicky. But it wasn't like super successful.
Vicky could probably use some.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited for next week. So.
Same.
Yeah. Well, let's dive in. Let's get on to the main show.
I know this has been your like jam all week.
It has been. I've been excited about the episode. I've been teased enough about the reunion. I've now watched it twice. I love it.
I know.
Did you not? Is it not your fave?
No, I was just, it was a lot to take wasn't in.
Did you think it was like, okay, this is where we need to be at?
Yeah, it was entertaining for sure.
Okay, well, let's dive in.
Brought back some of my college. I reminisced.
I really want to bring up some of those.
Some of what?
College.
Okay.
I mean, since we're talking about like frat parties and stuff. Well, I'm just curious. Okay, let's just talk about no.
Okay.
So did you do the whole frat scene?
No.
Because, yeah, I was like, that's so not you.
Mm-mm. I mean, I went to a couple just because, like, my friends were, but
yeah,
it wasn't, like, a regular thing.
And I never did because I was gay and was literally at the gay bars all of my youth. Like, I came out when I was 19. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I'm just not really into the frat scene.
Mm.
And I love how Stephanie was like, what did she say? Something about Mexico. And she's, I mean, everyone just goes to Mexico for spring break in college. I'm like, who can afford that?
You didn't take any, you took trips. You just didn't go to Mexico.
I took trips.
Okay. Yeah. You went to Florida, not Mexico.
I drove there.
And then lots of things happened there.
What trip are you referring to?
The one where someone may have shit in the ocean and then got so drunk, shit all over somebody else that was lying in bed with him.
Okay, she shit her pants and puked in the girl's hair next to her that was sleeping.
Yeah.
Which the more I think about it, like, someone could have died.
Someone could have. That, yeah, y'all were very irresponsible.
Y'all? I wasn't the one doing that.
you were a part of all that. Oh, see, we can't talk about, like, personal stuff because no one gets it. Like, if everyone could take, like, a video screenshot of, like, the compilation of that trip.
Let's just say this. It would put a Jersey Shore episode to shame.
Yes. Yeah, y'all think you know, but you have no idea.
I think that was a show tagline.
It was from MTV.
I think you know.
It was like
the real life.
No. It was like the real for like this is my real life. It was like celebrity edition.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
No idea. I remember Britney Spears did one, and I was like, yay!
Oh.
I love her. Okay, so. We get the recap from the season, and it's really just amping me up. Like, seeing, like, everything that happened, I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this reunion.
This reunion, I'm at, this reunion is going to be insane, especially because they said Deandra and Leanne haven't talked since Stephanie's party. And then
yeah.
Deandra mentioned something about how she has a secret about Leanne for 2 years.
I know. What do you think the secret is?
Honestly, it could be anything.
I know.
Maybe she's cloning people.
I feel like it's gonna like be something that's between them two, and it's like kind of like something that like maybe it's not gonna like affect Leanne like. As big, it's gonna be. I don't know. Well, she says that you've been hiding. I don't know. Oh my god, what if she cheated on Rich? Oh,
she could have.
That could be it.
I could see her doing that.
Or what if Rich cheated on her 2 years ago?
Duh.
Do you think that's what it is?
I think like the thing is, he's been cheating on her. This angle's really bad. Just. Stay with me.
It's okay. I love your double chin.
I feel like Leanne would be like into furries.
No. if anything, she's gonna be like, what's a? She's gonna be in like to the Despicable Me guy. I'm trying to think of like Disney male villains.
Wait, what's that guy's name again?
I don't know. I'm actually
Minion. Really Crew. Is it Crew?
Oh, I think it might be.
Yeah. They used to have this guy at my work that looked like him.
Ugh.
He was cool.
So though. Like a marshmallow with toothpicks? Remember Mrs. Patello? Oh my god. In junior high?
She drove a Miata.
She was such a les. And she was like so creepy because she taught gym.
Yeah.
Oh. She'd be yeah.
like, yo, Amanda. Run down that field, girl.
She was the like, butchest person ever.
Okay, Mr. Fellow. Yeah. God, PE.
What? I need to roll my shorts up. So it's creepy. Like, she was banned from the girls' locker room.
I think that was a rumor.
Do you remember that?
That was a rumor.
Was it?
Oh my gosh. People are mean.
Maybe. So we get to see Leanne and Rich at the chapel, and okay. they go to get married at a gay church.
I think that's so cool because I have like, so I've been kind of on this spiritual journey since like January. And I've never like been opposed to religion, but I've just been like immersing myself more into it since January. And what I think is so cool about
what?
Yeah.
Since when? Since January?
January.
Like, what are you doing? You're going to church and stuff?
I go to church sometimes, but I just, like, read gospel and kind of, like, try and...
What? Wait. You read gospel?
Well, the Bible.
No. You read the Bible?
Yeah.
This is not real life right now.
Why is that a big deal?
Because how you never mentioned that you've decided to start... reading the Bible and listening to gospel.
Well, it's not like, I don't know, I do like 10 minutes in the morning. Like, it's not a huge deal. Anyways, I think this...
Oh my gosh. Now it all makes sense.
What all makes sense?
Is there some other influence that's... decision in your head?
Who?
Maybe a therapist? Who's very religious.
I do also see a therapist, but I think it only brings good things. And listen, so what's so cool about this church is that, like, people make, like, anti-gay stuff a church thing, and it's not a God thing. It's a people thing, and people want to interpret the word how they want to interpret it and have their own power, and it's so fucked up and evil. And I think this church is really cool because, like, God loves everyone.
Yes, or whatever being there might be.
Exactly, whatever you want to call it. I think it's just good to be spiritual and just like.
Well, I believe in being a good person and doing the best for yourself and living the best life that you can and finding what's going to make you the happiest within your life.
Yeah.
And if religion does that for you, cool. I would like to, so you know me, I try to find that through other avenues. And, like, just be the best person that I can, you know, for myself.
Yeah.
I think the reason why I feel that way and, like, I think, like, religion does give that. But I don't like the way that, like, religion scares people.
That's Catholic. Do you know what I mean?
So it's, like, it's basically all religion actually is kind of like that. Like, you should do this because it's if not.
Well, religion's like that, but the Bible isn't. Like, if you stay away from the people and just, like, the more people you have, like I'm not a huge fan of organized religion because they interpret and talk about it in a way that I don't think the message was intended to be.
Yeah, we do not need to veer off on this topic because it is
we're losing people.
Topic that I actually will be talking about on DTF.
We're losing people by the second.
I know.
Just kidding.
Okay, Leanne looks hideous in yellow.
Oh, those pants were a rewear too.
Were they? I didn't even notice.
Yeah,
but I don't like when she wears yellow because her face is so yellow.
Yeah.
That it's so distracting. And also, do you think that Leanne's gonna film her wedding? I kind of feel like she would want to film it, and it would be probably a lot of insane drama.
Oh, she would totally film it. And
do they film? Do they start filming? I don't know if they filmed though in April. Like that seems way too soon.
Let's see. When did they start? Like
maybe not. Maybe not. Because we're doing the reunion now.
They started around October-ish. So that could be right.
Yeah, that could be right, actually. You think it starts out that way? Or possibly could?
Who knows, man? That's still like 6 months away. Five.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like they're not going to get married.
Oh, really? Oh, you think the things at the reunion are going to cause, like, you know?
No, I just feel like it's been pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it.
All right. Well, we will be. I mean, I love following her, so we'll keep posted.
That church looked really cool.
Yeah. Well, great. So, Mama D's finally ready to turn over the company, and I really liked it. Actually, I liked that they threw like a party for her, and I liked that she didn't take all the other women.
She's trying to get all the witnesses she can.
For what? Oh. But she didn't even have the girls there.
I thought that was cool.
Like, here's the thing with like the whole situation. I really appreciate the fact that Deandra has like worked and she went away to college and she like had her own career and then decided to quit that and like focus on this business.
Oh.
Started a piece of the business and like has worked hard for it.
What did she do prior?
It's not, she worked in DC.
Doing what?
Political stuff.
Okay, D.
I know. So she's got like an honest background. Like, I don't think that I would like care as much about it if she didn't have that. Like, if it was just like handed over to her. Like, I feel like she earned it.
I kind of got a vibe though where she was kind of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. She's like, oh, shit. If it fails, it's like all my fault.
Yeah. Like, I'll just take my allowance.
I like had some other like weird epiphany. Like, when I was watching this, I was like, thinking, and I brought this up last week, but all the women on the show are such good characters in their own right. I mean, I don't really like Cam, but I feel like there's probably a ton of people that do.
He plays a role.
Yeah, and I feel like they all.
Oh my god! I either have someone in my house or my cat's taking a shit.
What? Take your phone with you.
I am.
So Voodoo? I kind of feel like they might all come back.
Okay, it's Voodoo. Whew. Okay, sorry, that was scary. I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah. Are you home alone tonight or is Drew there?
No, Drew left because it's like a big game or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, cool, cool.
Well, we only have one iPad to watch TV on.
No.
I was like, you gotta go. It's my night.
I only need one night. I love it. So we get back to Cam and Leanne.
Oh God.
Shopping.
There.
Go ahead. Get after it.
I only have bad days.
Cam is so far up Leanne's ass. She did the nod thing again, which I can't stand.
Do you think Jimmy likes Leanne?
Mm-hmm. Do I think who?
Jimmy likes Leanne.
Yeah, probably because she doesn't know Leanne really.
But okay. Leanne's been in that town, out and about, for what? 30 years? Like, her craziness has had to have been a topic of discussion.
You would think so, but Cam acts as though she's never done anything.
That's what I think is so confusing about the duo.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't. Okay. Yeah. So, like, Cam literally can't see any other side except for Leanne's. Like, get the fuck out of here.
She's dumb, but she's not that dumb.
Well, she is.
Like, no.
She is. She is that stupid.
Will you be my date?
Oh my god, you can come with me and we'll go together. Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, Leanne. Oh whenever you want. I can't.
Come live Leanne? In my house.
Yeah. You can be the gremlin that sleeps in the back. We'll feed you and everything.
Sparkle dog food.
Oh, the spark. When they showed that at the end of the episode, that she's coming out with a glitter dog food spray, I wanted to smack her through my phone.
Her and Sonia should collab and do like dog hair dye.
No, let's let Cam go, okay? Let's let Cam live in her pink mansion and her floaty cloud pillows. Like, let's let her go off to Candyland and leave the rest of us alone, okay?
Oh my god. Court must be like, whatever, I don't even fucking care anymore.
I feel like Court is just like...
It's probably just a big tax write-off for him, so he's like, fuck it, have fun.
Yeah, okay. So
he's
then
like paying
I
her $3 million a month.
He's gotta keep up with that Montecito money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could totally... Well, okay, that sounds terrible, but I can totally do that. Like, before... We skip to the
frat
party.
He works at
party.
Home, so they're probably riding off the house.
The kids. The dogs.
Yeah, Louie works there, too.
All right, back to work.
So.
Court. Yeah, I have theories. I feel like that might be, like, some sort of weird arranged marriage.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're so different. They're so different. It's like, I could see how, like, this big, wealthy, like, comes from a great family, doesn't want to, like, be gay or, like, whatever issues going on. So,
you
like,
think
right,
he's gay?
I don't know if he's necessarily gay, but what if he had some other secret? Like a micropene and no one would date him.
Ooh.
Who knows? Because Cam looks like she's never gotten fucked before. So
yeah, she's like
I
Nicole
can't even
Kidman
imagine
and Stepman Wives, except for Wives. She's like a robot.
Except for like so much more busted. Like she's... I can't... If y'all can't understand how much I don't like her.
I think she is a good character for the show. Like she's funny.
I hate it. Like when... So my mom and I were talking today. And
she watches
asking
Dallas
about...
regularly.
Dallas is her favorite.
Oh my god, I love Lana. Let's have her on.
I'd love to have her on.
Okay.
She would... I feel like she'd be too embarrassed to. Aww. But I'll work on that. I could try to get on.
Give her a couple glasses
I feel like
of
she's
wine.
Gonna... Yeah.
Y'all, Drew and his we're mom like... are twins.
No, we're not. All right, moving on.
So cute.
Anyways, yeah, we are kind of very similar, especially personality
wise.
He's
got a daddy
I'm way
dilf.
More outgoing. What?
Drew's got a daddy dilf.
Ew, are you talking about my dad?
We talked about this.
I don't like when people talk about
Drew's
it.
Dad is so hot.
You know, my mom and my dad listen to this.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, can you edit this out?
No, this is going in.
I'm never this looking is... at your parents again.
This is totally going
just
in.
Tell them I don't.
Way to go, Amanda. Way to go.
Ruining relationships left and right.
Not mine, just your own.
This might be an issue.
Oh, gosh.
Whatever.
Okay,
who cares?
So...
Both your parents are cute.
Yeah, they're awesome. So we get to Leanne and she's at Cam's and
Cam wants her to, you're right, she is a dog. Like she needs to get groomed today.
Yeah. Will you tell me my hair? No. Okay. I'm like, dude, go wash your fucking hair.
Oh my god, she is a puppy.
Leanne was like, I'm not gonna pet you.
But
I will copy your outfit. And so Cam, and this further proves what a loser, not a loser, she's not a loser, she sucks. She was talking about the foam parties. She's like, some of the girls go to foam parties, but I don't go to foam parties because there's diseases.
Have you ever been to a foam party?
You, fuck yes. You haven't?
No.
But, okay, if you had the option to, would you?
Yeah, I always ducked down on those because I was fat when they were available.
Oh, you were never, well, like, 2006, yes. But you were a cheerleader in high school. Did you relate to Brandy at all?
Were foam parties a high school thing?
No, but she wore her high school cheerleading outfit.
She was the cutest cheerleader.
When they did the flashback, yeah, from Brian,
even
a
little outfit, like good for you wearing your same outfit from high school.
From high school, that's nuts.
Yeah, she gave birth to three evil children, and she can still fit in it. Don't spit your.
She only gave birth to two.
Two. Sorry, Bruin, you're not evil yet.
He won't be. He's sweet.
He is sweet. Yeah, she looks great. Good for her. So Cam is so lucky that Leanne single white femaled her.
Right.
We're less lucky because if Cam would have showed up to that party singularly dressed like that. Okay, but Cher is about a high school. Like, Clueless is about a high school. It's not about college. Yeah. I didn't understand the relevance.
I don't think anyone really gave a crap.
And then Leanne looked like Cher and Amber had a baby.
Yeah, and I was like, that doesn't go together. Like, if you're gonna do Cher, do Cher.
Yeah.
You can't throw in shitty-ass, like, balloon strings in your hair.
Yeah, they were, like, throwing some tight Christmas present strings. It was
I know.
So
I
strange.
Like,
and Leanne and Cam was like, girl, calm you down, look Carney. So good.
I was like, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
She looked like a psychopath.
Yeah, she was total single white female.
She looks like Harley Quinn mixed with, like, I don't know. It was not a cute look. And I thought it was so weird. She's like, where'd you get it? Okay, I'm going to go and get an outfit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to go get the exact same one. I don't even think that she understood that it was, like, from that movie. Like, because she was like, oh, cool outfit. Where did you get it? Oh, do you think they have more? Also, what store in Dallas just has that
multiple share?
Three people had it.
Yeah, that was
three people.
So strange.
Yeah.
So Stephanie made a comment about how, like, she lost her virginity in a frat house and he got it all in. What does that mean?
No. Oh my God, you didn't even get the joke.
Can you break it down for your girl?
Yeah. So Stephanie was like, okay, I had sex at a frat house, but then I had sex at that same frat house with the same guy. Because the first time she lost her virginity, she's like, the second time it lasted twice as long and he actually got the whole thing in. Meaning that the first time it was like, he barely stuck it in. It was like over.
Like your
so
first time?
So this time it doubled it and he got the whole thing in.
Like your first time?
Amanda, why would you bring that up? And it was with a girl. That's horrifying. I don't want that news out there in the world that I've had sex with women.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
That was awkward.
So
thanks for that.
Drew actually had a crush on me in high school.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about this. No, I just thought Amanda was the best beard. I was like, oh, my God, she's, like, my best friend. I need her to be my girlfriend, so everything looks good.
So you're just trying to use me?
For your best friendedness.
Oh, my God, I thought you really actually liked me.
Like, you thought I wanted to have sex with you?
No, I never got that vibe. But you told me at one time you had a crush on me.
Yeah, I had a crush on you because, like, I really liked you. But that was, like, before, like, we became friends.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then we became friends. I was like, she's my best friend.
It's fine. I had a roster.
Amanda was
from
a super hot cheerleader. Varsity.
I was a cheerleader for half of ninth grade on JV.
Oh, you were on JV?
For half of
but
ninth
you were
grade.
On the varsity all through junior high.
The junior high just has one squad.
What was the shitty one then? What was it called?
Pep Squad?
Pep Squad. There was like 100 girls on that.
Flag team?
No, we didn't have a flag team, did we?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
And let's not say anything about flag team because my mom did that.
Atlanta. I'm just offending you left and right.
She was cute.
My bad.
Anyways, back to the party. Carrie kind of reminded me so much of a lot of girls that today? I know. Even today.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. That's my sister.
Right?
With her little shih tzu hairdo and everything.
Yeah, I wasn't digging the pullback.
I loved how Stephanie was like, she buys Converse and thinks it's an outfit.
Yeah. No, Carrie, it doesn't work that way. And then Callie Rue made an appearance.
Yeah. That's weird.
And the freaky guy with teeth.
That was really weird. How's Mark Duber never had a jello shot?
I could see that.
Do you think?
I don't know. When did, like, I mean, jello shots weren't like a thing, like when my parents grew up.
They were a thing for my parents when I was growing up.
Exactly. So he just like was never like an adult jello shotter.
I guess that is a good indication that maybe he has not been to the roundup.
I don't think he has. And no, we know that he hasn't.
Okay.
I never even got that vibe from him whatsoever.
Oh, I also had another theory on the outfits. I think that Leanne.
Which ones? Oh.
Which ones?
Could have been talking about Brandy.
No. I think that Leanne wanted to be dressed exactly like Cameron, because it's like, you know how when you play flag football and you can tell who's on your team because they're wearing the same thing?
Like, you think she was literally creating teams?
Like, she wanted everyone to know, like, at least one person's on the side.
Yeah. Check it. I have Cameron right here and some other bitch that just showed up.
Because she like knew shit was gonna go down. You totally. Walked into that party aware.
And I'm like, oh, so Brandy start. Okay, we're gonna talk about this, but like, you said that I should just talk about things when I want to talk about things. So yeah, Brandy and Leanne get into it, but there was like all this talk about how Brandy started it. I'm like, Leanne, you basically started it when you were with Cam shopping. You basically said, I'm this close to losing my shit on everyone, and I'm going to get them.
I don't like, get around.
Oh. I'm like, okay. So you basically had, like, foresight into that, and you're like, they do this, I'm doing this.
Well, I was really interested in how there was like two huddles and both of the girls were like, you need to go talk to her, you need to go talk to her, and they were all talking loud, and then when Stephanie brought Leanne to talk to her, the huddles were next to each other.
Yeah, but it was two totally different things. So Leanne and Stephanie are having like a fairly mellow conversation. Brandy is upset with Cameron.
Brandy was just
but has nothing. Brandy was, but she had some valid points, I think. So she's going in on Cam. I don't think that she thinks that's relative. But yeah, they did pull each other over and it was like, oh, now we're face to face.
Like they were two steps away.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I want to say one more thing though about the outfits. So the girls come up and then they show everyone's like headless interview. Not headless interview, floating heads. Whoa.
Oh, I was like, wait a second.
Remember when they were doing their headless interview? The floating heads. And they captioned everyone commenting on Leanne. They're like, oh, single white female. Oh,
yeah.
She looks like, yeah.
I still don't know what that's from.
What?
Single white female. I know it means copying someone, but I don't know what it's from.
It means like you're going, okay, so single white female is like you're stalking.
No,
that
I know
person,
what it means, but what is the term from? Like, what is its origin?
It's from a movie. I can't remember what movie it's from right now. Unless the movie's called Single White Female, and then I'm going to feel real, real dumb.
We'll have to watch it so we understand more. I mean, I get it.
Google it. I always think about it in, like, some of, like, the movies that have come out. Like, remember the one with Beyonce and the girl's trying to take her man?
No, but I always wanted to see that.
That's a single white female.
That's a crazy shit situation.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Okay, so Brandy. So, okay, you start.
Well, let's talk about this, though. Okay, so Brandy is talking to Stephanie, and Stephanie's like, so you lied. And she's like, no, no, no. I just wanted her to feel as bad as I felt.
Oh, you mean Brandy's talking to Leanne?
No, Stephanie is talking to Leanne. Yeah, sorry. And she's like, yeah, you just, like, basically lied. She's like, no, I just wanted Brandy to feel as bad as she made me feel. So she's retaliatory.
Correct. And she even said that I'm she, like, goes harder than what gets thrown at her.
And I'm like, but Leanne, she didn't steal your phone. So you were paranoid over nothing and retaliated over nothing. Brandy legit didn't even know that she thought that Leanne, or knew that Leanne thought that she stole her phone, until Cam called and was like, oh yeah, Leanne just was playing a trick on you about cloning your phone. Brandy just thought Leanne called and made up some random lie about cloning her phone. Had no idea that Leanne was pissed and she thought that Brandy stole her phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm over the phone thing.
But it's the catalyst of everything.
No, but their fight is so dumb. I feel like the real fight is that Leanne's spreading some pretty harsh rumors about Brandy.
I think that Leanne has kind of systematically run someone over with her truck multiple times. So, like, she's gone over every single girl. She's gone after every single girl.
Yeah, well, this season it's all about her going over Brandy.
Yeah, well, she's already gone over Brandy. She's gone over Carrie. She's gone through Stephanie. She's gone through everybody.
So who started the fight?
Who do you think started it? Spill it. Amanda, take... Yeah.
I think that Brandy was being aggressive, but Leanne did that pop on her chest.
Yeah, as soon as she touched her, I knew it was over.
And then the nostril came.
Wait, the snarl?
She got possessed.
Wait, can I also mention, though, when Leanne was talking to Stephanie, she leans in real close. And she's got these black eye, like black, dark, like caked on eyes with these blue eyes. And she looks intense AF. Like, if that was coming at me. Yeah. Well, do you think it's, I feel like she, like, kind of, I mean, she was being super overdramatic, as we saw moments later.
Do you think she was being overdramatic in that moment, or do you think she couldn't contain her anger?
I feel like it's a in between. I feel like she doesn't know what she looks like. So she was like,
yeah, no self-awareness.
She doesn't know how bad she actually looks, but
that looked insane, Drew.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, that's why I did the slowdown and threw it on Insta. I thought, like, guys, everyone was going to be like, that's hilarious.
Guys, Drew learned how to make his own GIFs. So our Insta is about to blow up.
I mean, one would think so, but I'm terrible at captions. And then your caption today didn't really capture the essence of the episode.
I thought it was so funny.
I mean, I laughed.
So we did Leanne snarl, and our caption was, seriously, who farted? Any Nick Swardson fans?
No.
He has a whole stand-up called Seriously, Who Farted?
Yeah,
and his joke around it is that if he were to ever kill himself, he'd do it in public, and he'd shoot himself. And right before he shot himself, he would go, "Seriously, who the fuck farted?"
That's so dark.
So that everyone would, like, wonder about the fart. sorry.
Yeah, death by fart.
That is dark. I really like Nick Swartzen.
Yeah, so they get this huge
okay, moving on.
Fight. So they get this like huge freaking fight, and then Leanne runs over to the table and sits by herself and is basically talking to the cameras slash herself about Brandy. Like, that was just kind of super creepy.
What about when she threw herself on the ground and had a temper tantrum?
Well, I was like all about it when Carrie poured her drink and the cup at
yeah,
her.
That was hilarious.
She's like, no, this is ridiculous.
She acted
drink poured, dropping the cup.
Maybe she has multiple personalities.
So alone. She could. I feel like she fits the bill. Where was the gong? Someone just needs to carry around a gong with. She needs a gong carrying assistant.
Maybe she can fit it in her Gucci fanny pack.
Do you like the fanny pack trend?
I'm not rich enough to support trends. I'm more into classic pieces.
Gotcha.
But if I was rich enough to just waste money on stupid fashion things, I would.
That's fair.
What about you? What's your
all right? It depends. Like, if I'm going to Disney World, yes. If I'm going to the bar, no.
That's fair.
I really honestly, though, did not really like when Stephanie left and went and hung out with Carrie, Cam, and Leanne. Because it kind of felt like, and it's not even like about choosing sides. I wish that Stephanie would have went over there and be like, look, I'm sorry for what happened. She's upset. You're upset. I don't think that either of you handled things the right way. But please feel free to stay at the party and like kept neutral about it. I don't think that's going to really matter, though, because it seems like Brandy and Steph are still pretty cool.
I thought that was strange, too.
Yeah. I was like, come on, Steph. Like, you and Brandy are like the fucking juice. Like, it's awesome. So we get to the end of the episode. Stephanie said a tagline that I really wish she would have saved for next season. Like, did you hear the tagline she spilled
something about
out?
She just wants unintentionally? To be genuine. She's not about
life isn't about being loyal. It's about being real. That's how it would have been said. She didn't say it like that, but I'm like, as soon as she said that, I was like, tagline. I was like, oh my God, that should be your fucking, watch it end up being her tagline.
You don't think it's better than drama just isn't in my budget.
It's light years better than that.
They don't
light years.
They don't write them.
I know. Well, sometimes if they have really good ones, they do. Like Kyle Richards has gotten some from fans before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's a great one. Can't you hear Stephanie saying that? Like in the opening credits? Life isn't about being loyal. It's about being real.
Yeah,
or
I like that.
Yeah. Loving it. But yeah, should have saved that for next season. But yeah, I'm super excited for the reunion next week.
Yeah, next week's going to be gold.
It seems juicy AF. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Cool, cool. Well, Amanda, hope that you have a wonderful evening. You got any plans this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to get a Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's Christmas already. Isn't that so crazy?
I love
Christmas. We're about to be in 2019.
It's going to be my year. Yeah. It's going to be our year.
It's going to be our year.
We need to set like goals that. On how many followers we have and listens, and we need to make them attainable and achievable. Those are the same words, but...
Well, I just want people to listen because they like to listen. So
no, I agree, but I also want like
I want to try to draw as many people in as possible, but if they don't like it, please do not review us. So
I just want to hit milestones because I'm really into this, and I hope that we can provide some laughter for the fans.
Yeah, or just something to shoot the shit with on the way to work.
Yeah,
or whatever it may be. Maybe your husband is being a douche, or your boyfriend, or your dog. Because I say dog because she keeps staring at me and is like then so like ornery. So on that note, I'm going to take her out to poop. Anyways, I have nothing else to say. But other than, I would like to say, please go follow us at Talk Bravo to Me. We also now have a Facebook page. I know I've been saying Facebook, but there was literally nothing on it. So yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook as well. And also, please, if you're listening on Apple, and we can see that a bunch of you are, like the majority of our listeners come from Apple, please give us a review. We want to hear your feedback. And if you write us something sweet, we'd love to read it out loud and talk about you, or maybe even feature you on the podcast. But yeah. Feel free to give us a shout via email too if you have any questions for us. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Have a good weekend.